Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, August 10th. From the FBI to the New York Attorney General's office, former President Donald Trump and his allies are using his latest interactions with these law enforcement agencies as pure political fuel. As the saying goes, politics abhors a vacuum. And that's what's happening right now with all this fallout from the FBI search and seizure of documents from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. So the FBI and DOJ are still remaining silent. Now, there is sort of a unanimous chorus, mostly from Republicans, but from some analysts and other folks as well, that is out there saying the Attorney General really needs to explain why the Department of Justice and the FBI took this unprecedented action on, you know, a home of a former president of the United States of America. But of course, that is not usually how these law enforcement agencies do their work in the midst of an investigation. They don't talk about what they're doing publicly. That's the vacuum. And into that vacuum steps Donald Trump and his fiercest allies, as well as his sort of MAGA universe of supporters across the country. So in addition to the search that has already fired up the Trump base, we are now learning that Republican Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, that his phone was seized by FBI agents yesterday. Now, it's not entirely clear exactly what investigators are looking for to get from Perry's phone, but a source familiar tells CNN that his phone was seized as part of the Department of Justice IG, the Inspector General's investigation, into his potential role in attempts to block certification of the 2020 election. Now, you may remember Scott Perry throughout these January 6 proceedings, we've learned a lot about him. We've learned about his interactions with Mark Meadows over text messaging. We learned that he was a conduit to get Jeffrey Clark into Trump's orbit and potentially get him named as acting attorney general, even though he was totally on board with the big 2020 election lie that somehow the election was rigged or stolen and shouldn't be certified. So what exactly investigators are looking for, we will have more to learn there about Scott Perry's phone. This is all happening as Donald Trump once again puts out a statement about an interaction he's had with a law enforcement agency. This time, his statement was about his scheduled deposition today up in New York with the Attorney General's office there, Tish James. The New York Attorney General's office has been investigating Trump Organization's business practices. And what did Donald Trump do today when he went into Tish James' offices for his highly publicized planned deposition? He pled the Fifth. He took the Fifth Amendment and he, as he said, on advice from his counsel, declined to answer any of the questions posed to him today in that investigation. It seems the crux of that investigation into Trump Org is focused on whether or not the Trump Organization was misleading in how it valued its properties in statements in order to pay lower taxes. Now, as for that federal Department of Justice and FBI probe into the potential mishandling of documents, potentially classified documents, or whatever it is that investigators believed they needed to go and get a sworn warrant by a judge to search and seize documents from the former president's home. Whatever that is that they were seeking of, that they think that there was probable cause of a crime, that's the only way you get that kind of a search warrant approved by a magistrate. Whatever that is, we simply don't know. We don't have that information. And that is inviting Republicans to make a lot of hay of the search, to suggest that somehow there is something untoward here, even though there's no evidence that there's something untoward here. And this isn't just Trump's closest allies. This is now a position that is unifying Republicans as we are now 90 days out from the midterms. Listen to how Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell talked about this in Kentucky today.
Well, the statement I released was that we need an explanation from the Attorney General as to exactly what's going on. Hopefully that'll be forthcoming.
So here, Republicans see an opportunity to keep the pressure on the Biden administration, even if they're not fully aligning themselves with Donald Trump. And all of this swirl, apparently, according to CNN's latest reporting, is actually causing a fresh wave of encouragement for Donald Trump to jumpstart his 2024 presidential campaign, to seize on this moment of Republican unanimity, calling into question what is behind this FBI search, and use that as a launching pad to galvanize his base. As we talked about on the podcast earlier this week, Trump and his orbit are fundraising off of this. They're driving online engagement. And now Donald Trump is reportedly being encouraged to move up his timeline for an announcement of a 2024 presidential campaign. By the way, Donald Trump's pleading of the fifth today up in New York obviously is rich with irony. That is something that Trump himself acknowledged in his own statement today. He referenced this very comment he made from 2016.
If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
That was Trump in Iowa today. His statement says he now knows the answer to that question, that he had no choice to take the Fifth because of the, quote, politically motivated witch hunt. Of course, those words are very familiar. Donald Trump employs them every time he's being investigated. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.